Okay, let's get serious, people. All right. Hey, you guys have voted three times already. We started with 179 votes cast, then we went to 200, and then we went to 218. By the end of this process, we'll have like 10,000 voters out here. So I don't know what's going on out there. I guess people are just not getting back in time. But hey, if you noticed, there was a little white smoke coming up behind me here. So we do have an election today. We do have an election. And with 218 votes, we needed 110 for a simple majority. And Harry Hunt collected 128 votes. Congratulations, Harry Hunt, as our new National Council President. And on Saturday morning, we're going to have all the officers together and pray over these gentlemen for their new positions and new responsibilities. Although Harry's certainly been there, done that, and we look forward to him serving again. Okay, we need our ushers to pass out the green ballots, please. Ushers, green ballots, please make your way to the green ballots. Can I get confirmation from someone out there that we have green ballots happening? All right, you got them. Okay, here's what we got. If we can get the slide back up of our candidates, we're going to be voting now for the Vice President of National Council. Okay, really will be Harry's right-hand man. Okay, and we have five leaders that are eligible. Okay, and they are on your ballot as listed. There is a blank space there. We do not accept write-ins. Okay, the candidates are Jim Allen, Jim Barger, Jason Bone, Saul Greer, and Greg Scott. So let's go ahead and have a word of prayer for our Vice President in this election. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time you gave us this morning, Father. The vision casting and the just throwing out a new passion and burden for Rangers, Lord God, and just bless this election, Father. Thank you for giving us results in the first round, and just bless this election for Vice President in your precious name. Amen. Okay, if you still have your ballot and it's filled out, raise your hand and we'll have an usher pick it up for you. We have a bucket over here, ushers, that's ready to be picked up. Anybody else have a ballot? I know a few of you got in late. Got one in the back here, back row. Anybody else? Okay, Commander Steve Schultz is coming for some announcements.
Love you, man.
Okay, in your guide, if you guys would turn to page 8 in your account conference guide, dig those things out. We're actually going to let you use it right now. When you look at Thursday, March 12th, it's got a 1:45 to 2 p.m. We had a break. Then we have our, after that, we go to, 1:45 to 2, we have a break, general sessions. What's going to happen after that is workshops. Now, you notice we have a list of workshops there. Pursuing Health Through Missions was one of them. Getting Ready for Camporama. Capturing the Hearts of Boys and Girls. Royal Rangers in the Smaller Church Setting. Developing Engaging Event Themes. That doesn't mean getting married themes. Developing a Healthy Devotional Fit Life, Promoting Health Through Ministry Connections. Now, if you're here and you've got two or three or four or five guys with you from your district, now would be a good time to decide how we're going to divide and conquer, because you're going to get an opportunity to go to two of these sessions. You get to pick them, because from 2 to 2:45, you go to period 1, then you get to go to period 2 from 3 to 3:45. So it'd be a good time to strategize. Wouldn't it be good that if you brought back all of these, the topics and the subject matter in notes and what it, you know, the core information from these, if you brought it back to your district or your region. So do some strategizing on that. Maybe don't all of you go to the same thing. Look at pick two for you and the other guys to pick two. And we got some great classes here, some great workshops that we've designed that we think will be beneficial to all of you. So take advantage of that. Then what's going to happen after that is on page 9. From 4 to 5:30, we're going to have our functional breakaways. And the locations are right there where that will all be. Then you got dinner tonight. We give you a lot of time for dinner. 5:30 to 8. But we want you back in time for a little dessert. And it'd be a great opportunity if you, what we're going to do tonight, from 8 to 9:30, we're going to be giving you an opportunity to express your appreciation to Doug and Carrie Marsh. And also, Carl and Cindy will be there so you can get to know them a little better. So we want to make sure you get a come and go reception, but there will be dessert. We know we got to use food to help draw you guys in sometimes. So tonight, is go out and have a great dinner. Come back and let's show our former and our new national director how much we love and appreciate them. Any questions about our schedule for the rest of the day? I hope not. Remember, if you want to have a question possibly answered by our national director in our info booth, see Sandra. She's got cards. You can write down the question. We'll put them into a barrel, and then we'll reach in there and answer them for you. And that'll happen on Saturday. That's all the announcements I have. The reason we had this session was what? Elections. And then to get you guys together and queue you up so you can go to your classes. I appreciate everybody that's back. You've got a full room. You guys did a good job. Proud of you. So at this time, you are dismissed to go to your class. One of the classes will be here. The others are scattered throughout. If you're not sure where to go, check one of us. You know, we can help direct you to where those classes are. You guys are dismissed.